yesterday due to the heroic actions of the Buffalo ICE agents from this field office, a Peruvian gang leader and a serial killer, Gianfranco Torres Navarro, a man wanted for 23 murders in his home country, was arrested right in the southern tier. These brave men and women, they did their jobs despite an administration that's made it nearly impossible for them to do so. But let's be clear, this criminal should never have been here in the first place. As I was driving here, it struck me, it was about a year ago, that I was doing a press conference outside of a hotel in Cheektowaga talking about the very topic of migrants coming here to Western New York and the migrants coming to New York City being shipped upstate. The reason he was able to walk freely on American soil lies squarely at the feet of the Biden-Harris administration. And more specifically, Kamala Harris, who is utterly failed in her role as Biden's border czar. It's been 39 straight months since she took this responsibility at the behest of the president. And month after month, illegal crossings continue to shatter records. Criminals like Torres Navarro have been slipping through the cracks, bringing violence, bringing drugs, and bringing chaos into our communities. Now, let's not forget, in just the past year alone, Kamala Harris hasn't even bothered to speak to either the current Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens or his predecessor, Raul Ortiz. These are the people that are on the front lines, responsible for doing the job of protecting the American people and the American homeland. But she hasn't been bothered to pick up the phone, let alone visit the areas hardest hit by this border crisis. Instead, she made a single trip to a politically safe district in the epicenter of the real damage, not in the epicenter, in the areas that are really being damaged by this crisis. And what's the result of this neglect? Just last month, 1,359 pounds of deadly fentanyl were seized at our southern border. Enough to kill millions and millions of people. Now, how much more has slipped through? Right under our noses. Criminals accused of homicide, of rape, of drug trafficking, and human smuggling continue to pour across our borders, while the administration remains willfully blind to the bloodbath at our border. Biden and Harris, they claim they're pursuing a, quote, fair and humane immigration system. But their version of compassion is nothing more than a deadly invitation for Americans to chaos. This isn't about fairness. This is about putting the American people first. What their policies are doing are putting American lives at risk. Just ask the family of Lake and Riley. Since Biden and Harris took office, we've seen over 9.7 million illegal immigrant encounters nationwide. 9.7 million. At our southern border alone, that number is over 7.9 million. There have been roughly 2 million known gotaways. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know who they are. Criminals. They've evaded Border Patrol agents. It's disgusting. That's more gotaways than in the previous decade alone. We're seeing illegal crossings at levels that would have been unthinkable just a few short years ago. May marked the 39th straight month where illegal immigrant encounters exceeded even the highest month seen during the Trump years. These aren't asylum seekers. This is the easiest way into our country for individuals that seek to do us harm. Over 350 individuals on the terrorist watch list have been caught trying to cross. Just last June, 50 individuals with ties to ISIS, were released into our nation, right into the interior of the country. But let's not pretend that this disaster stops at our southern border. Here in New York State, we're facing a crisis made exponentially worse by the reckless policies of Governor Kathy Hochul and the radicals in Albany. Their sanctuary state agenda and disastrous bail reform laws have put a giant target on our state for violent criminals. Illegal immigrants know that if they make it to New York, they'll be coddled, they'll be protected, and that they'll be released back onto our streets, and they could hide in plain sight because of these insane and asinine policies. I just spoke this morning on several occasions to the senior leadership here in the Buffalo ICE office, and they've made it crystal clear to me that New York State's green light laws, which is the sanitized title of the legislation that allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses in New York State, are directly hamstringing their ability to do their jobs. They hamstrung this particular case, getting Torres Navarro, because he happened to be driving a car with New York State license plates. These laws give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and they block federal agencies, particularly ICE, Border Patrol, and the Department of Homeland Security, from accessing a DMV database, which is a common courtesy given state and federal offices all across the country. But because the sanctuary do-gooder policies of New York, we are tying federal law enforcement's hands behind their back so they can't get these criminals. This killer, this murderer, had the names and in some instances the images of his 23 victims tattooed on his body. This isn't someone that came here because he wanted a brighter path for his future. This is a cold-blooded murderer that was allowed to come in here, fill out bogus immigration paperwork seeking asylum, and now he's sitting in Endicott, New York, where he was hiding in plain sight, a small town in the southern tier. And thank God these federal agents did their homework, followed the human intelligence, and went and got this guy. And now he's behind bars in Batavia. How can we expect law enforcement to protect us when the state leadership are actively preventing us from and preventing those men and women in uniform from doing their jobs, from protecting people here in Western New York and the Southern Tier? When you have a governor and state lawmakers roll out the red carpet for criminals, who shouldn't be surprised when gang leaders like Torres Navarro show up in our backyard? This has sent shockwaves through every community in Western New York in the Southern Tier, right in my district. These sanctuary policies not only undermine federal immigration laws, but they also put every New Yorker at risk. Bail reform has turned New York into a revolving door for dangerous offenders. Violent criminals who should be behind bars are being set free, and they're free to commit more crimes. They're free to steal, they're free to pillage, they're free to do human and trafficking and fentanyl peddling. They're terrorizing innocent families, and it's exactly the reason, because of these bail reform laws, that Lakin Riley's killer was out on the streets after being arrested in New York City. And now her family is left to pick up the pieces for the rest of their lives. They will have an empty seat at their table every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, and they will think about what would have been the life of their beloved daughter, who was simply trying to live her life and go to college. And instead, she was murdered just because an illegal immigrant was in this country and slipped through the cracks, not only federally, but then through the ridiculous and horrible New York State laws, and allowed him to move on to Georgia to find his latest prey. It's as if Governor Hochul and the Democrats, they're daring criminals to come to New York, knowing full well they'll get a slap on the wrist, and if anything at all, so that they can score political points with the most extreme wing of their party. Torres Navarro was able to hide out in our communities because of these failed policies. This is a dangerous reality that we're living in, and people need to wake up and remember this. This is an important year, and there's a crossroads ahead of America right now. And you need to know when you go and you make that choice this fall that people like Torres Navarro are walking our streets in upstate New York. This isn't far away in New York City. This isn't something else that's on the news far away. This could be in any community here in Buffalo. This happened to be in a small community in Broome County. Now I want to talk about a new bill that I introduced today. The Safer at Our Border Act, to put an end to this madness. This legislation would prohibit the Department of Homeland Security from paroling migrants who are designated as known and suspected terrorists. It's called the KST for short, or Special Interest Aliens, SIA. Under Biden's administration, millions of illegal immigrants have been paroled into this country, including Mr. Navarro. Many from countries known to be breeding grounds for terrorism. This administration has abused parole authority to flood our communities with individuals from countries that are either hostile to the United States or hotspots for terrorist activity. We have seen these consequences. It's already happened in this country. Just recently, 8 individuals from Tajikistan were with suspected ties to ISIS. They were arrested in a multi-agency sting in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. All 8 of them crossed our southern border. One even used the CBP1 app, the Customs and Border Patrol 1 app, a key tool in this administration's mass parole programs to enter this country legally. These are exactly the kind of people that the Safer at Our Border Act will prevent from being paroled into the United States in the first place. A country without borders is no country at all. And the American people deserve better. They deserve better from their government, they deserve better from their leaders, and they deserve better leadership. We cannot allow the Biden and Harris administration's open border policies and New York sanctuary agenda to continue threatening the safety and sovereignty of our country, and we can't afford to let it continue to threaten the safety of residents of upstate Western New York and the Southern Tier. We're facing a national security crisis because of the radical left's making. And it's time that the American people took back control. They have that opportunity very soon. Simply put, enough is enough. How many people do we need to die? How many people do we need to apprehend in this country that have a clear record of being cold-blooded murderers? The American people deserve better. And this administration needs to be held accountable for the disaster that they have created. So I thank you, and I want to say a special thank you to the men and women of the Buffalo ICE office that conducted this arrest. They're going to continue. There's an accomplice that's still out there, and they're going to do their jobs, even with 2 arms tied behind their backs. They got the job done on the first one, and they're going to continue to do the best of their ability. They are our best and brightest, and they're working hard every day, putting their own lives on the line, even though they don't have an administration in Washington, and they don't have an administration in Albany that has their best interests in mind, and certainly doesn't have their safety in mind. We are all going to continue to work tirelessly to change the policies in this country, and hopefully this state, to make things much better for our men and women in law enforcement, and especially federal law enforcement. So at this point, I take any questions you have. Yes. He was being tracked, and then he simply turned off the tracking.
But when he entered the States from Mexico, they should have known that he was an alleged murderer.
I believe that the papers that he was wanted on 23 murders weren't produced by the Peruvian government until sometime in July, is what I have come to learn. This is the problem. When you're letting everyone in here, these countries don't cooperate. They want us to take their worst actors. They want to clear the murderers and the bad actors out of their systems to clean up their countries. This is a gift to countries that have serious problems enforcing the laws of their country, because you can just pot them off on America and it'll be our problem. And this one is our problem. And only by God's grace that he did not kill again here in the United States. Someone that's willing, you know, a gang leader that's got a taste for blood in his mouth. The fact that he had the victim's names and images tattooed on his body shows the kind of individual we're dealing with here. He's not alone. This isn't one out of 10 million that's like this. I mean, one is too much. And now we have a great example right here in our backyard of how this system has failed. And we heard every ridiculous argument in the book when a lot of us were, you know, singing to high heaven as to why we should not be bringing New York City's migrant crisis here to Western New York last summer. And it took only about 2 weeks before we saw sexual assaults and rapes take place right in this community. And you have people that are not here with clean hands. They are not coming here. This is not an Ellis Island situation. We have laws. We have immigration. We are all the product of immigrants in this country. I believe in a strong and vibrant legal immigration system. And we have many people that are waiting in line doing it the right way. And every time we allow this border to be flooded and we just bring these folks in here and we don't know what their intentions are, they're from 100 plus different countries. We have nearly 30,000, you know, Chinese nationals, fighting age men that have come here. You think China lets their people just run free? I mean, you're not allowed to do anything in China. This is done on purpose. Other countries that seek to do this country harm are watching. They know that the southern border is porous and the northern border is right behind them. You know, we're seeing an uptick at the northern border, which is something that every one of us should be terrified about because we live here. This is our home. And we can't afford to have what's happening on the southern border get contagious and happen at that level here at the northern border. I think it could have. Now, the problem is the Peruvians were late to provide those documents, those international warrants for those murders. There's not going to be a perfect system. A perfect system would be a zero tolerance policy for illegal immigration. That's what we truly need. We need a president that's going to defend America's borders. We don't have that and haven't had that since January of 2021, when President Biden signed 94 separate executive orders to undo the entirety of the Trump administration's gains that they had made at the southern border. The Remain in Mexico policy would probably erase about 70% of that, but President Biden, of course, allowed that to go away as well. That was working. That was a huge piece, and Remain in Mexico needs to go back into effect today. But the president won't act. Kamala Harris hasn't called for it either. And she needs to be held accountable of that if she wants to be president of the United States. This would help our federal officials crack down on this and stop the abuses of the parole system. And that's what's happened here. They've abused the parole system, created giant loopholes bigger than Niagara Square, allowing these illegal migrants to come in here, and many people that very well might seek to do Americans harm.
Just have one quick thing. President Trump, former president, said that the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which honors civilians, is better than the Medal of Honor, commonly made yesterday. Any reaction to that since we have David Bellavia right here?
Well, obviously David Bellavia is one of the finest men walking the earth. I mean, what he's done is heroic, and all the Medal of Honor recipients. I didn't hear the comment, so it's the first I'm hearing of it right now. I salute. Yesterday I had the honor of, and I've done this all across my district, we held a ceremony honoring the Vietnam era veterans. And we had nearly 300 people from this community receive that distinction, to say thank you and thank you for your service and welcome home, because they didn't get that welcome home 50 years ago when they came. I salute every person that's worn the uniform, but our Medal of Honor recipients are the absolute finest heroes that the country's ever known. So I guess I disagree. The Medal of Honor is really a sacred distinction. And I remember vividly when President Trump awarded that to David Bellavia, you know, someone that's right from our backyard and is someone that's known to all in this community. But it is really important that we always remember those that wore the uniform and defended our freedom.